So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 home win in the league against Aylesbury United. Davo, I giggle or smirk because yet again you've come from behind 1-0 down at half time to come back and win the game 2-1. And you must again be absolutely delighted with the character of the lads.
Yeah, I mean, I'm running out of words for it, really. We've come from behind now to get something in 8 of the last 9 games. I mean, that's phenomenal at any level of football. At this level of football, you don't get another chance when you go behind, generally. You know, teams sort of run away with the game and stuff like that. And certainly Fleet, of days gone by, would go behind and you'd think, you know, are you going to get anything back from the game? We'll give it a good go. And I was used to say, you know, Fleet, give it a good go and then we'd have our bellies tickled and well done, Fleet, look a good team. But, you know, you've lost the game. Now, teams must be looking at it and going, blimey, they never know when they're beaten. You know, we were 1-0 down first half. I thought we edged the first half, even though we didn't play particularly well. We edged the first half, in my opinion. But went behind at half-time and come back and won 2-1. Yeah, fantastic.
And another pleasing thing for you must be in previous games you've ended up conceding, well, certainly in the last two, you've ended up conceding 4 in both games. And tonight, obviously, you did concede that one. It was probably a poor goal to give away from your perspective. But other than that, it's probably the strongest and most solid you've looked defensively over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I thought we defended well. We changed it today slightly from what we've been doing. And I thought it worked well. The goal that we conceded was a Ryan Price error. Should have dealt with it. I mean, he never, very rarely makes errors. You know, he's the best keeper in the league. When we were indebted to him, we were indebted to him later in the game with a couple of good saves he made. But, you know, he made a bit of a mistake and the lads have got him out of jail like he's done for the rest time and time again. So, yeah, defensively, much, much better to concede only the one goal. And that to be an error, it wasn't like they carved us open, is a credit to you know, to the way that we set up, I thought.
And you said you obviously didn't play particularly well in the first half, but having said that, you definitely edged it, as you rightly said. You definitely had more possession and you definitely had better quality on the ball. You certainly had a number of balls fizzed across the box in the first half, but didn't really look like ever getting on the end of anything, and it looked like Pat was a bit of a lone man up front.
Yeah, I thought we delivered some great crosses. I thought there was a lot of good play, good crosses in the box. We didn't get bodies in the box like we want to, and we addressed that at half time. And you know, second half, I thought we penned them in really well. Second half, it was boggy down in that bottom goal. Grounds done ever so well to get the game on today, but it was difficult to get out, and we really penned them in well, I thought, in that second half. But yeah, first half, we with a lot of good crosses, we didn't really make the most of them, for sure.
Yeah, we'll come on to the goals, but first of all, just to note the couple of saves from Pricey that keep you in the game, I suppose, really. The first one being across from the right there, right-hand side. I think maybe the edge of the box is a bit generous, but certainly out that way, and the lads hit it clean on the volley. And he's got down really well across to his right and made a very good save. And then the second one was a good ball into the box, and I think the striker's just peeled off and he should score, really. By rights, he should score. And he's headed it down at the near post. And again, Ryan's made an excellent save.
That's what he does, isn't it? I mean, you know, they're good saves. I've seen him make better saves than that, but they were good saves. And yeah, that's what he does. He's a good keeper, isn't he?
And obviously, in terms of goals, great double substitution. That's what you can put it down to, surely. You made the changes, two fresh pairs of legs come on out wide and suddenly you find yourself going 1-1 and 2-1.
Yeah, well, we changed it. We went pace out wide, dropped Josh Francis back one, pushed Josh Harfield in one and me into midfield and, you know, chalk it into that hole so we could get a bit closer to Coxie. And yeah, it worked a treat, didn't it? I mean, that's not to discredit the lads who come off, as I thought they'd done okay, but yeah, that's what we've got. We've got a good squad now. We've never had this sort of luxury, and you know, we've even left out 3 or 4 that would have been in our squad last year for sure. So, and Simba wasn't available. So yeah, absolutely fantastic use of the squad today. Got back in it. Danilo's gone down the wings. Crop put it back to me. I've put a nice ball into Coxie to nod it in for 1-1, and then. Yeah, we look like I don't know why, it just felt like we were going to get the winner. Everybody felt like it. I'm sure, well, I hope people around the ground could feel that sort of impetus that we've got now, and all the players did, and we eventually got that goal. Free corner from me, curled in under the bar. It was sort of a bit of a melee, and Danilo or Josh Harfield ended arguing over it, bundled it in. I think Danilo celebrated like it was his goal. I've never seen him run so far back to celebrate, but yeah, it was a great feeling. And then, yeah, what was it, 5 minutes to go or whatever, and we closed it out. They didn't even look like scoring, did they?
Yeah, I just wanted to come on to that, actually. You closed the game out really well, and you mentioned days gone by with conceding goals, but tonight you never looked like you were going to lose the game, and then when you did get ahead, you never looked like you were going to concede. I mean, some great decisions at key times with letting balls run out of play and not diving in for tackles, and you ended up seeing the game out relatively easily.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree. I thought it was a good professional job done, particularly when we went ahead, yeah.
And the two lads that have obviously come in, Joe Sowden and Zach Hawker, settled in nicely. Obviously, Zach got your winner on Saturday and played a part in tonight. And Sowden's obviously very similar to that.
Yeah, I thought they've settled in really well. Yeah, good lads. Yeah, that's a big step for them to come from the combined counties. And we've never really had many players from that league, and so it was a big step for them, moving away from a lot of players they've played with for a long time. So credit to them for that, and they've settled in ever so well. They're really enjoying it. They love the lads, and the lads have taken to them well. As long as you come in and you're a good lad, you're going to settle in here, because there's such a good bunch. There's such a good bunch of lads, and the coach ride on Saturday was superb. It was great crack, and they're all getting on well together. But yeah, those two have settled in well.
And I need to ask, obviously, you said, I think the last eight games, or correct me if I'm wrong, but the last eight games you've taken something from being behind in games. It's got to be something that, whilst we joke about it at the start and taking points, it's got to be something that you want to address, obviously. And tonight's part way to maybe doing that. We've only conceding one, but it must be playing on your mind.
Yeah, it is, and it isn't. But to come from behind 8 out of 9 times and get something, it's not really... Yeah, you think, well, maybe if we started as well as we have when we go behind, we'd be at top of the league. But yeah, it's a kind of a double edged sword, really, isn't it? It's disappointing that we keep going behind, but equally it's fantastic we keep coming from behind. So yeah, can we address it? Can we lead from the front a bit more? And if we do that, you know, won't be playing in this league for very long, because we'll be right up the top. But you know, we've got our faults. We're not the best side in the world, but we've got the biggest character in the league, in my opinion, and I think we've shown it. And hopefully we can kick on, especially with Rob Carr coming back. That was a big boost for us today, massive boost. Simba hopefully is back at the weekend. Still looking to do bits and pieces of players possibly coming in. We're always looking, and we've got. A competition for places. It's a good time to be a Fleet fan, I think.
And you roll onto Barton on Saturday at home, obviously first game of the season. You went there and won the game and got your season off to a good start. They'll obviously be very different now than what they were on that first game, and I guess you all will be very different now to what you were on that first game as well.
Definitely, we're much different, much changed. They've been on an absolute great run since then, really, and it'll be a tough game, no doubt about it. They'll be as good as your Potter's Bars that come here and done well. It'll be it'll be a tough test, but you know, the pressure's off in a way, because we picked up 2 wins in a row. It's we can go and enjoy it, relax. You know, they've got pressure, they're pushing for them playoffs, and we just want to keep our run going. So I think it'll be an entertaining game of football, and we'll look forward to it.
And Elsbury United, tonight, obviously, they went on a good run at the start of the season. I think they certainly were in the top four, if not arguably the top three. Just come off the gas a little bit, just starting to slip down that league table. Any thoughts on them at all?
They're a good club. I've got a lot of time for them. They, they've got some good players, and the manager's done well, turning around where they were at the end of last year. So, you know, they're not a bad side. And, they've got a really good away record, one of the better sort of 5 or 6 in the league across the season. So it wasn't an easy game today, and we had to travel up there in a midweek and lost. Thought the referee killed us a bit, and today they've had to return the favour by travelling to us midweek, and we've done a result on them. So yeah, good luck to them, and we'll see them again.
Well, congratulations on your 3 points tonight, and best of luck for Saturday.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.